Wushun in din away magani dug. Besha go benesia kwe indigo. Mang in du dame. Ga was a squadji mekag in dun jaba. Ga misqua wako kag in da. Elaine Fleming. Nintishina kaz. Oh, goodness gracious. Welcome to History of Leech Lake. You know, as I begin this show, and I've been talking about a woman named Michelle Marion. And again, she's a member of the Pima Maricopa people of Arizona. Her adopted mother is Lavina Gail Marion, a Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe member. And her father is Frank Marion from the Turtle Mountain people. And I've been talking about how this happens, these complex relationships that we have as indigenous peoples, and how they're affected by the different eras that the federal government placed on us as they were trying to solve their Indian problem. And so I talked about around 1871 to 1934, really, where they had the assimilation era. They sent us to the boarding schools. They Christianized us. They gave us allotment land. And they didn't give us allotment land, but they allotted us land. And they broke up our land base. They broke up our culture. They were trying to end our tribalism. And I also talked about the termination era, which is about 1953 to around 1970. And during this era, one of the things they did with us was they relocated us. They sent people off the reservations to give them training to become things like nurses and as secretaries. And then they would relocate us to places like Minneapolis and Los Angeles and Chicago. And you know those stories. You know many of our families who lived in those places. And that's what happened with Michelle's mother. When she graduated from high school, she chose to go to Haskell to become a secretary. And then she was recruited by the Indian Health Service, and she was sent on a train to Washington, D.C., where she ended up buying a house, her and her husband, Frank Marion. And they bought a house in Maryland, and she worked in Washington, D.C. for years and years and years until she finally moved home to Leech Lake Nation once again. And when she was out there in D.C., that's when she married Frank Marion, who's a Turtle Mountain enrollee. And they would eventually adopt a child, the child being Pima Maricopa from Arizona. And so you see these eras, how they're involved in the families of these people. And then all these people, they come home. Lavina moved back home after she retired from the IHS. And Michelle Marion, she moved back home too also. And 2011, she came home to Leech Lake. Because even though her people are Pima Maricopa, her family is Leech Lake Ojibwe. And so she comes here and she's taking, going to Leech Lake Tribal College, and she's learning our language and our traditions. And that's what I wanted to talk about during this session, is that since she came home, the things that she's been doing and learning. One of the things I mentioned was when she met her biological family, they didn't know their traditional ways. And that was the same thing for many of us. I know when I was born, I was baptized Episcopalian, and I was raised in that religion. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s, I believe, when I decided to go a different way and break with the church. But I still respect and really care about that church because my family loved that church. And they helped me to have great faith and to get through hard times. So Michelle, I was talking with her sitting in her apartment in Bemidjigamog, in the city of Bemidji, and we were drinking hibiscus tea that she made. And she was talking about her her life. And she, you know, when she graduated from her school in Maryland, she would work for a while in D.C., and then she would move to Bali. And she spent 2005 to 2011 living in Bali. And she talked about the alang alang, this sweet buttery flower that they would all wear behind their ears. And she talked about their ceremonies over there and their culture and how beautiful it was. And she came to realize that as she would travel back and forth between Bali and home, meaning her home here on Leech Lake and also Turtle Mountain, that she knew very little about this culture here. She knew more about the culture of Bali that she found so beautiful. So she decided that she would move home. And after meeting her biological family in 2011, that's what she did. So she talked about when she lived in Maryland, although she didn't live on a reservation, she had this community of natives from all over the place. There were Blackfeet, Oneida, Comanche, just to name a few of the people. She called it a melting pot of natives. And they had relationships, this indigenous community, with each other and others, many of them marrying each other. She talked about being an urban Indian and how that's a different lifestyle. And how when she was growing up there, that the indigenous, her indigenous identity would become stronger as she got older. She talked about the being native, and while she was living in Maryland, that they would do things like on Thanksgiving, they would always offer some tobacco. They'd put tobacco out on Thanksgiving, and they'd go to powwows in D.C. and Baltimore once a year. And she was a fancy shawl dancer as a little girl. So she talked about one Thanksgiving, about how being native, her being native came up, and someone referred to her as Chinese, and she corrected them that she was Ojibwe. She always thought of herself as being half Ojibwe and half Pima. Growing up in Maryland off the reservation, she remembers the family went to a church, but she doesn't remember what church that was. Around the age of 10, she stopped going to churches. And they always went home during the summer from Maryland. They always came home, her and her mother and father, Lavina and Frank. And they come home to Leech Lake where her family was. That's how she is. That's her family here on Leech Lake at Sugar Point. And during the summers, they would play with tree frogs and snakes, and they would ride four-wheelers, and she loved playing with her cousins. She talked about her Uncle Newton taking a carload of children down to Sand Beach. She talked about all the walking outside on the street, walking from Sugar Point to Battle Point on the road, and how you don't see kids doing that nowadays. She had, today, her feeling about her Ojibwe identity is so important to her. She, now, when she came home in 2011, her mother, her cousin Leah made her a jingle dress. And since then, Michelle Marion has made her own jingle dress and a jingle dress for her daughter. And when she first came home, Michelle Marion lived with her uncle Daryl Gale that first summer. And that first summer, she talked about she and Leah Gale Monroe, I'm talking about, from Sugar Point. A wonderful, wonderful woman. Leah Gale Monroe, when I visited with her, she talked about going out to how she has a canoe. They have a home right there on the western shore, no, the eastern shore of Leech Lake, and how she gets in her canoe all by herself, and she goes out onto the Leech Lake, and she sets a net, and she catches enough fish to feed her family. That's so cool. Anyway, Michelle talked about her the first time she wild riced. It was on Tamarack Point, and she riced with her cousin, and they did a really good job. She talks about when she came home to Leech Lake, her dancing in the powwows, spiritual advisors, time with her family, beading. Interesting enough to know that she learned beading from Indonesian women, because they were beading lighters over there, so when she came home, she knew the peyote stitch. She talked about eating habits, about how in Indonesia, the foods, the types of foods they eat, lots of fruit and fruit juice and rice and vegetables and small meat servings. And she talks about they drink lots of water and juices, and here things are different. She said, here we have large portions of food, but she eats lots of wild rice instead of the white rice. And she's, because she spent that time in Bali, she's really focused on the types of healthy foods that she eats and she feeds to her child. In spring of 15 this year, Michelle Marion experienced her first sugar bush. And it was a beautiful time. She was out there with Gerald White and his family. And she enjoyed the hard work. And she was so excited about this, learning this this sugar bush, how to collect the sap. And she talked about the hand drumming that they did out there, and kids playing together, and the kids singing to the trees, and the young women singing and telling stories. And Gerald White showed her these tap marks that were about 12 feet up, where her grandparents had tapped those trees years and years ago. And they used her grandmother's kettle, Lillian Gale. They used her kettle to boil the sap in. So Michelle just talked about this first sugar bush experience as an Ojibwe woman on Leech Lake Nation. And she, and it just brings me to this thought then about citizenship. She's Pima Maricopa. Her adopted mother is Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. Her father is Turtle Mountain. And on each of these different nations, we have the legal and moral right to determine who our citizens are. And so then here is this Pima Maricopa woman by blood who is being raised on our nation, who is learning our traditional ways. And it's something that all nations need to consider across this nation state, the United States of America, is how are we going to determine who our citizenships, who our citizens are? Are we going to continue to base it on blood quantum, or are we going to think in a larger way about citizenship and nationhood? Michelle Marion, this is her home. This is her family. She's Ojibwe. Mi gwech bisandawiyig. Mi gwech mi'u.